USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In September, Special Counsel John Durham, investigating the phony Russia collusion dossier, announced former Hillary Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman was indicted by a grand jury for lying to the FBI. According to a source, Jake Sullivan, who currently serves as President Biden's National Security Advisor, has now been implicated in the illegal, if not treasonous, activity called the Steele dossier. California Democrat Representative Adam Schiff sold the Steele dossier as a fact to the American people and added it to the congressional record. Mr. Schiff on The View this week.
Whoever lied to the FBI or lied to Christopher Steele should be prosecuted, and they are. Unlike in the Trump administration, if they're convicted, they should go to jail, not be pardoned.
People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2021 has been announced. The star of Ant-Man, Clueless, Anchorman, and Avengers Endgame, Paul Rudd, is the sexiest man alive. USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, and they're worried they're stuck with it. One that costs too much or doesn't meet their needs, or for whatever reason, they're just not happy with it. If that is you, some great news. There really is another choice. It's called MediShare, and it's such a great option, especially if you're self-employed, changing jobs, or part of the gig economy. Here's what you get when you switch to MediShare. First, huge savings. The typical family saves $500 a month. You also get a massive doctor network. You can just use the doctor of your choice, or MediShare's free 24/7 telehealth option. And you get to be part of something you can believe in. MediShare is a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. No wonder MediShare gets double the customer satisfaction ratings compared with typical health insurance. So no, you are not stuck. You've got a great alternative. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Farm equipment manufacturer John Deere has been suffering with labor issues. Let's get an update on what's going on there.
The president of one of John Deere's divisions says the company will be able to shift some production overseas if the workers' strike continues. The strike is affecting over 10,000 employees from production plants in Iowa, Illinois. The striking workers are not just in the United States, but are at plants in six other countries. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
On Tuesday, another concertgoer at Travis Scott's Astroworld Festival has died and was declared brain dead after suffering injuries during the crowd surge that killed eight people. An estimated 50,000 people stormed the front of the stage last week in Houston, Texas. 22-year-old Bardi Shahani, a student at Texas A&M University, attended the festival at Energy Park with her sister and cousin before getting separated in the crowd. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As Americans struggle with crisis after crisis from the current administration's policies, Republican Senator Tim Scott tells Fox News the reasons for Virginia flipping to a red state last week, and Americans are starving for some good news.
Happy warriors attract a bigger crowd. That politics is a game of addition. That talking about education is something that we as Republicans should always focus on. Having parental involvement is key. I've talked about the importance of school choice and education equality for a long time. He has run on those issues that resonate with the average person in this country. If we were to win in 2022 and beyond, we're going to have to talk plain English to our folks. And when we do, when we champion the causes that they believe in the most, we're going to be okay. I honestly think that America's hungry for some good news. I think America's hungry to hear the truth, that while we have an original sin, we are not a racist country. That fighting discrimination with discrimination is wrong. I think America wants to remember that the greatest dreams of our people doesn't happen in Washington. It happens in everyday places all over the country on both sides of the proverbial track. I think just sharing that truth of who we are and the progress we've made and the hurdles that remain, I think it was at the right time.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.